Generally, focusing inward and becoming curious about one's inner sensations and feelings allows for a subtle shift towards relaxation and towards a sense of openness. When we first go into our bodies, however, we may get a startle or a surprise, as you did in the last exercise, and we may actually feel more tense. However, we will find that there is a natural rhythm between these bad, quote, bad feelings and good feelings, really rather between contraction and expansion, that there's always a rhythm, and so if we feel this rhythm, no matter what we're feeling, we know that we're not going to get stuck with it, that it's going to change towards another feeling and towards a sense of overall flow and coherence. We call this going back and forth between feelings of expansion and contraction, contraction and expansion, pendulation. So if we have feelings of dread, rage, fear, if we're able to befriend these internal sensations and then begin to pendulate with them, these opposite polarities of contraction and expansion begin to move us along. Once people learn to do this, seemingly infinite emotional pain begins to feel manageable and finite. This allows attention to shift from dread and helplessness to curiosity and exploration. The task is learning to observe what is going on, to observe the rhythms of expansion and contraction, and to not be carried away by overstimulation or losing interest out of boredom. In the following exercise, I ask you not to try to interpret, analyze, or explain what is happening, just to experience and note it. It's unnecessary to dredge up memories, emotions, insights, or anything else for that matter. If they come, that's fine. But it's more important to observe them without interpretation or emotional attachment. Look at them, then let them go. Take it as it comes is the best way of learning this language of the inner felt sense. It's like sitting on the banks of a stream, watching the water flow by. And when you hear my words, don't even try to understand or certainly to interpret them. Just to let the words go in and then to notice what your experience is. Okay? I want you to think of a time today when you felt the most like yourself or the most the way you would want yourself to feel or to be. Perhaps it was a time when you felt some pleasure or enjoyment. Maybe it was a time when you felt less anxious or depressed. Whatever it was, I want you just to think of that time when you felt the most like yourself or the least anxious or in discomfort. All right. Now, if it's an image, I want you to look at the image. If it's a thought, just to rethink the thought of that time. And if you can see that as a picture, I want you then to notice what your internal sensations are, what's going on in your body. And you may want to shift back and forth a few times between that picture, that image of when you felt the best or the most like yourself, and the inner sensations. So just take all the time you need to do that. All right. Now I want you to think of another time, a different time, in the last few days when you felt most like yourself, most the way you would want yourself to feel or to be, a time when you felt most whole, most in yourself, when you felt some particular pleasure or enjoyment. And again, I want you just to hold that image in your mind's eye and shift back and forth between the picture and whatever your internal body sensations are. All right. Now, guess what? I want you to think of a time, a different time, in the last week or two or three, when you felt the most like yourself, the most centered, the most grounded, the most the way you would want yourself to feel, when you felt particularly good, or a time when you felt whole and in connection with yourself and others, just to think about that time, to hold it in your mind's eye, and then to shift back and forth between the picture and whatever bodily sensations that picture is associated with.